Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary's Unique Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You know, the summer, it's in between the summer and spring is kind of my favorite spot because it's not too cold, not too hot, and I'm living the dream right now.
Very good. Well, I have to tell you what I have to talk about today has all to do with how the weather is changing and a little bit about being social. We have a tendency, and I am guilty of this too, when the weather is really gross outside, we kind of hibernate. Mm-hmm. And when we hibernate, we are not out there visiting with people, being social, and all of that kind of goes back to our quality of life. And it's so important when we don't realize how important it is for us to be out and be socially grounded and interacting with folks. Maintaining social activities and relationships is important all throughout our life. We think about that when we're kids and being involved in different things related to school. We think about that when we're out and about in the workforce and being connected and being social that way. But lots of times as we age, and unfortunately, as we lose some of our close friends, we have a tendency to kind of withdraw. And it's super important to stay engaged because when we do that, studies have shown that we're healthier, we're happier, we're less depressed, and we're helping work our brains. And keeping our brains active and healthy, we don't normally think of that as, oh, going out and hanging out with folks or going to see a movie, but anything that we're doing where we are out and about and socially connecting with folks is very helpful for our brain. Also, science has shown that we have a reduced risk of illnesses and diseases when we are out and about being social. So that includes cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, rheumatoid arthritis, certain cancers, as I mentioned, related to our mental health and our health of our brain can help us reduce and delay the onset of Alzheimer's or other dementias. So we get that better brain health. And we're overall happier because we're going to have a healthier lifestyle. When we're at home, sometimes when we're hibernating, we're not really doing a whole lot. We're sitting a lot. And that, of course, lends us to some of those health concerns when we're not up and being active. And it's also going to help increase the quality of our life and the length of our life. So lots of factors there to keep in mind. Now, I have folks ask me whenever I'm talking about being socially active, how do I get in touch with someone? Maybe somebody is new to the area, or as I mentioned, we're losing some of those folks in our circle of friends as we're aging. There are lots of ways that we can get out and connect with folks. When we're looking at the aging folks, of which I have that hat that I am wearing as well, I want folks to think about senior centers. There are a lot of good senior centers in our area. Miami County, for example, has three senior centers, Paola and Lewisburg and Osawatomie, and they're extremely active. There's also very active senior centers down in Linn County. Mound City is one that comes to mind, a Blue Mound, and they're just a great way to connect. They have activities that are going on a regular basis, and it's activities that you may not think about. So lots of times we think, well, a senior center, it's where the old people go and we play bingo. I did an online survey several years ago, and those were the two things that came up when I asked, when you think of a senior center, what comes to mind? And I'm thinking, wow, senior centers are way much more than that. So they're more than just bingo. They're very vibrant hubs in our communities. A lot of them have exercise programs that are free of charge. There's a lot of groups that meet to play all different kinds of games. Yes, they do bingo, but they also do things like bunco, and a variety of other games. We've got one of our local senior centers has a Wii bowling team, and they compete against other of the senior centers in Miami County, and they have a traveling trophy. So I really need people to kind of reimagine what a senior center does. The other great way for people to connect is through libraries. We have amazing libraries throughout Miami and Linn County, throughout our district, and those libraries have a lot of programs as well for aging adults. And it's everything from, it might be a book club, it might be a senior program that does ongoing education or gets together for a meal, or it might be a group that comes and meets at the library that plays cards or plays bunco or any other kind of a game as well. Just ways to connect. A lot of them do arts and craft days as well. So there are these congregate areas where if you're not connected to a group or you are connected and as a group you guys want to be connected more as a group of friends and bring more people into your circle, or if you just want to get out and meet new folks, don't feel that there aren't opportunities to be social. And don't remain hibernating in your home this time of year. Get out and about, try something different, see what's available in your community, and go forth and keep years added on to your life. Another thing that you can do is go out and volunteer as well. And there are a lot of organizations out there that are always looking for volunteers in our local community. So look at ways that you can be socially active, especially this time of year when the weather is great, and go out and conquer. If you've got any questions on places that you can connect with for the senior centers in our area or libraries, you can give me a call at 913-294-4306, and I'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction for resources that are available.
That sounds like a great time, and we're kind of reversing that stigma a little bit. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble.